The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
I have seen some hard things, and I have seen some things that make me want to shout and say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that God's people have come together to move mountains, to move so many things in the lives of these people that are just suffering and just asking for a little help today. I want to help. I want to help every day bring joy into the lives of these children, especially to help bring them a better life.
And we get to tell them this is the love of our Savior in action.
Oh, Jesus.
And we contrast that hell on earth with a little bit of heaven.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to a very special Life Today. You are going to see something that I hope you will choose to be involved in, because right now the situation is very serious in many parts of the world where people lack something very basic. Mm-hmm. That basic necessity, clean drinking water. Mm. We have a program called Water for Life where we have been reaching into multiple nations around the world for many, many years. It's very successful because it works. And it saves lives, but right now, the situation is as urgent as ever. There are over 800 million people worldwide who do not have clean drinking water. We have a goal this year of reaching into 20 nations with 350 water wells to give them life, but we can't do it without your help. And Tammy, I know you've seen some very difficult situations, but yet I also know you've seen the success of this.
I've seen it both. And the hardest part for me is I've traveled the world with Life Outreach for, I don't know, 16 years now? I mean, a long time. So I've seen a lot. And I think the hardest thing for me to see is children suffering. I think for any one of us, we would do anything to help these kids. I've sat with these kids. I've gone to water holes with these kids. I've played with these kids. I've jumped in the water. We've celebrated together. Those are the good days. But there are a lot of hard days. And I would do anything to help these kids not feel afraid, not feel scared, and to think that they might die. I want to show you something that touched my heart so deeply, and I think today, if you lean in a little bit, you might see why. Watch this.
Millions of children around the world do not have access to safe, clean drinking water. As a result, they have no choice but to collect contaminated water from sources like this. Many times, water from these sources is full of disease and bacteria that can cause serious sickness or even death, especially in younger children. These children represent millions of others around the world whose lives are in danger every day that they drink contaminated water. We can give them a better choice. Working together, we can drill new water wells that provide safe, clean drinking water to thousands of people who live nearby. Please help us today.
The cry of my heart will always be, please help us today. Please help these children today. The greatest part of that piece is the very ending where you see that rig, everything set up, and the water, new life, new water springing forth. I know that their lives are about to change forever. I would love to go into every single village that God sends me, and just behind me, I've got the rig. Behind me, I am ready to drill, to bring water in Jesus' name. But the reality is, it's just not possible unless we have help, unless we've got your help to come alongside us and make it possible for these families. Randy, we've been doing this a very long time. We know how to do it. And I feel like many times our mission partners are there waiting to get the call from us to say, we've got it, go, go, go do it, go drill the well, go drill that.
Yeah, and you know, the reality is the more that you help, the more that we are able to do. But our goal for this year, this is a goal, 350 wells in 20 nations. I know we can do that with your support. And I'll give you a quick breakdown before I show you some other pictures I want you to see. The average well is $4,800. We go around the world. Some places you have to drill deeper. Some places it's harder to make that casing that ensures that it lasts a lifetime. Some places it's just harder to get into. The terrain can be very difficult. Many of these places are very remote. But the average cost is $4,800. Some of you could say, we'd love to drill a well. Mm-hmm. Maybe my company can do it. Maybe as a couple, whatever, our church group. Yeah. We'd love to do it. Please, please do. I'm telling you, you will change lives in ways that you really can't fully imagine. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. We know it works. You can be the reason that the children are dancing as the water comes shooting out of the ground. So I would encourage you to do that. And $144 will basically give clean drinking water to 30 people for a lifetime. A gift of $48, something that I think, you know, most everybody can do, can give clean drinking water, not to one person or two people, five, 10 people. These children, when they get that first cup of clean drinking water, wow, the smiles, the dancing, yes, the celebration. Yes. Tammy, this is what it's all about.
It's what I go for. You know, the heartache is hard.
It is.
The suffering is hard. I think we carry that, Randy. We go in and we carry that as a team, and we're trying everything to make life better for them. But when the celebration comes, we are in it with them.
The celebration is so worth it. And you know why the celebration is worth it? Because the pain is real. And I think you need to see both sides of it. I want you to meet someone in a place that didn't have clean drinking water and hear her story. Watch this. In so many places around the world, we see people that don't have water, any water to drink. If they do, they're scraping it from the worst places possible. But in some places, like where I'm at right now in Burundi, there seems to be an abundance of water, but the water is not safe.
Umwana rero namuze mu kwezi kwa kabiri umwana yapfuye abyimbye ndajana ku ivuriro umwana ndamugejeje ku ivuriro umwana yishwe no kudahwa ububyimba bwose inda yari yaragiye umutwe wari waragiye amagejeje ku ivuriro umwana caracikana.
It was this water source where she would come and get the water every day in these jugs and take back to her children, and it's this water source that took Stella's life.
Tinda mvuga ati honda mwibuke hoho ni huko no tuma imana mvuga ati changa hano umusange nta kundi kuko ndi kunda mwibuke mba nima ndibuka gahinda keshi gose mu buzima bwanje.
I don't want Jacqueline to have to go through this again. She has other children. She's doing all that she can. Are we doing all that we can? We can change this. We have the power. It's within our power to give them clean drinking water so that she doesn't get to the point where she wants to die. That's why it's critical that we do something right now. You and I can do something. We can come in and we can put a well in this village and they will have clean water. And there are so many other villages just like this, so many other mothers that are experiencing the same pain that Jacqueline is feeling. We want you to join us in reaching around the world to places like this and giving them clean, pure drinking water. Will you do that? Will you give life? Will you give water for life? When you do, you will be changing the lives of mothers like Jacqueline all over the world. Do it today. You know, if we could go back in time and say, hey, could you save Stella's life? I think every one of us would go, well, yeah. Tell us what we need to do. We'll do anything. I mean, that's just, I think that's in the nature of most people to go, yeah, we'd love to save that little girl's life. You say, well, what will it take? And you say, well, $48 will help give clean drinking water to 10 people like Stella, her family, so they don't have to worry about the waterborne diseases. I think most of us would be like, well, yes. The reality is, it's too late for Stella. But it's not too late for so many more. But the situation is urgent. You know, $48 for 10 people, $144 giving clean drinking water to 30 people, $4,800 on average for a complete well. Okay, I think the point is that we obey what Scripture says. When we see a need, we reach out and love.
Exactly.
We give people what they need to live.
Exactly. And Randy, here's the thing that you're talking about too, is that I don't have to carry the load all by myself.
Right.
You don't have to carry the load all by yourself. We get to do it together. That's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. That you're not asking me to carry the load. I'm not asking you to carry the whole load.
Yeah.
So whatever you can do today, it doesn't matter how small it is. You have to know that it will make an impact. Why? Because the next person will give, and the next person will give, and the next person. And when we bring it all together, we will make a difference with it. It will expand. It will multiply in Jesus' name. We'll do great things with it. Listen, when I listen to that, the story, I think about Jacqueline right now. Mm-hmm. I wonder where her life is right now. And the thing is, to me, it's not just another story. It's her story. It's their story. You have a story today, just like Jacqueline has a story. Whatever it is that might be going on in your life right now that you're asking God for, He'll meet that need, just as He will meet Jacqueline's need and many other families today if we respond. They might not have tomorrow, but they have today in this moment. What will that look like? For $48, $48 today, if you can do that, it will provide water for 10 right now today. For $144, it will provide water for 30. And if you are in a place where you can give $4,800, guess what? You're going to give water to a lot of people today for the rest of their lives. To me, that is something to celebrate, Randy. It can be done. Many of us are in a position to do that. If you are today, that's what I would just say. Just like, don't hesitate. Respond.
Yeah.
Give.
Yeah. Yeah. Give. On average, each well will serve about 1,000 people for about 70 years.
It's amazing.
Because these are deep wells.
Yes.
They are built well, built to last, and built to be a blessing. But look, it's not just about the good work. And I think the good work is good. It's great. It's life-saving. But it's about the way we go about it. There are actually a lot of organizations that will do this work. And I applaud them all. Anytime someone gets that clean drinking water, I say, yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. But when we go in, we don't just give them clean drinking water. We present the gospel. It's through our words. It's through our witness. It's through many of our partners, many of whom are also pastors in these countries. They stay there. They work with the people. They tell them why we're doing what we're doing. And that reason is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and in deed. So as you consider this really good work, it's a good one. Consider the fact that it is also what I like to call a God work, because it's not just expressing God's love, but we let them know we're there for one reason, Jesus Christ. It's an amazing thing, and we want you to be a part of it today.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Water, Earth's most abundant natural resource. Yet, out of this abundance, only a tiny fraction of it is suitable for drinking. And suitable is a loose definition.
This is their only source of water right here. This is his only source of water. And this is where they have to come every day, all the way down here to get their water. I mean, you can look around and you can see that it is very dirty and muddy, and there are frogs all over that I actually see at the moment, and you can see the contamination in it. You can see that there has got to be much disease and illness with each sip that they take.
While the problem here is serious, the solution is surprisingly simple, and it's already been implemented in this Central American village.
This is a time when I don't mind watching them stand here and pour water over their head because I know it's good water.
That's right. This is a place for which we give great praise to God and gratitude. But we need to drill hundreds of wells like this all over the world. And you can see, if you can't look at these children, look at their faces, look how happy they are, and understand the importance of clean water, it becomes the center of life, schools, spring up. We want children to get an education, and we want them to come and get healthy, clean drinking water.
I absolutely love seeing James and Betty and the vision that they've had for so many years, and what an honor it's been for me for all of these years to travel around the world with Life Outreach International. I have seen some hard things, and I have seen some things that make me want to shout and say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that God's people have come together to move mountains, to move so many things in the lives of these people that are just suffering and just asking for a little help today. I want to help. I want to help every day bring joy into the lives of these children, especially to help bring them a better life. And I'm so grateful for all these years that you've come alongside us. If you've done it in the past, if you've helped, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for it. If you've never had a chance to give, then maybe today's that time. Maybe today is that opportunity for you to give and come alongside us. And if you have given in the past, let me just tell you, we still can't do it without you. We need everybody to keep coming together. This vision we've had for a long time, and we will have it until Jesus takes for me, until Jesus takes me home. I will keep fighting for these kids. I will keep telling you the needs that I see. They need clean drinking water. Why? If they don't have it, they'll die. That's the reality. They will die. So we have to do something today. We cannot wait. If God is tugging on your heart, if He is moving your heart today, then please pick up the phone, make a call, go online, whatever you have to do, and give. Just give, just move. And it doesn't matter if it's too small. If you think, oh, it's not going to make a difference, I'm here to tell you, Every little bit will make a difference. It will add up, Randy, and it will do enormous, amazing things for the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. And that's really what it's about. It's about bringing heaven to earth, because the reality is, when you see so many of these pictures, when you see children suffering, when you see graves that are far too short to be an adult, when you see mothers weeping, siblings weeping because they know they could be next, it's hell on earth. It's awful. It is the worst that this life has to offer. And that's the beauty of coming in and saying, we're here in the name of Jesus. We're going to bring you a taste of heaven. And in this case, it's through clean drinking water. And we're going to tell you about the water of life.
Yes.
Metaphorically, our Savior. Mm-hmm. And we demonstrate a love that oftentimes they go, where do you come from? Mm. Why did you come so far? Who are you? Why would you do this for us? Mm-hmm. And we get to tell them, this is the love of our Savior in action.
Jesus.
And we contrast that hell on earth with a little bit of heaven. Mm-hmm. And Tammy, that's the only thing that keeps me going, because you know how taxing it can be to be in these places and to see the pain and to see the heartache.
Yes.
But to know we're going to go back, we're going to talk to our viewers.
Yep.
They're going to respond to say, I'm going to do what God puts on my heart today. And God's the one to measure that. Yeah, we have to use numbers to reach our goals, but it just comes down to hearing God's voice, obeying, acting on it. Mm-hmm. And that's water for life right there. So as Tammy said, thank you for those of you that have supported. Mm-hmm. And if you're watching right now, I think maybe God's saying, hey, here's an opportunity to share a little heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Will you do what you can? Please do. Go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hey everybody, won't you stand with everyone here at Life Outreach International in their magnificent Water for Life program, helping people all over the world. Millions of people have clean water. That's what Jesus would want us to do.
Sometimes I feel like I just can't wrap my head around it. It just seems so horrific to think that this is what they drink every single day. To be able to sit next to a mother who is weeping and grieving over the loss of her children because of the fact that they don't have clean water, to know that this water is affecting their little lives and frankly has killed
many, many, many children. We've heard so many different stories about that kind of deep loss this week. And the thing is, it's something that can be fixed. We can change this. We can do something about it. We could come in here with our rig. We could set up the drill. We could drill them a water well that within days would change everything, turn their little bodies around and give them a life. To know that there's something that we can do together that could impact their lives, that could give them a hope and a future, something so simple as a cup of water that would bring new life to them every single day. That's something that I want to be a part of. And I'm praying that you see the same vision that we have as a team here at Life Outreach International. The need is great, it's intense, and it's urgent. We could do this together. We can make a huge impact together, but I need your help. I can't do it alone. We as a team cannot do it alone. We need partnerships. We need people that have the same vision that want to make a difference. So please, if that's you right now, go to your phone or go online and give the best gift you possibly could give. I promise you, it will not be in vain. I promise you, it will make a difference. Let's bring them water for life.
Those pictures were only made possible by viewers just like you. But you know what? There's so much more that we can do to put smiles on children's faces and to give them water for life. And Tammy, I am just so blessed to be able to be a part of something that works, but it only works with your participation.
Yes. It's a good thing too, Randy. It gets me excited to see the life-changing effect that clean water has on these children especially, and then their children and their children. This is eternal stuff that we're doing. This is really good God work, as you say, Randy. It's life-giving, and it won't just change their lives, but I think it'll do something to you today if you're able to step in and help us help them grow spiritually and physically by giving them the water of life. Thank you for joining with us today. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Do not wait. Let's move mountains today together. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Life Today.
Bye-bye.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.